You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. Thanks for joining us. Today's Culture Couch focuses on photographer Richard Moss. The Irish artist is one of two photographers featured in an exhibition at the Dayton Art Institute that ends this Sunday called Ravaged Sublime, Landscape Photography in the 21st Century. Richard Moss's images of the ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo are shot on film, which is no longer made. In the past, it was used to make the psychedelic artwork of the 60s and for U.S. military reconnaissance purposes in Vietnam. Richard Moss was in town for a lecture at the Dayton Art Institute recently, where he talked to Community Voices reporter Renee Wild about his images from the Congo.
At an exhibit at the Dayton Art Institute, it's easy to pick out which of the stunning large-scale format photographs belong to Richard Moss. In his work, the African countryside has been transformed into a magical pink landscape created by a special film Moss uses. In many of his images, Congolese fighters strike menacing poses against candy pink backgrounds, creating a powerful contrast between the beauty of the landscape and the menacing armed figures in the photo.
And that caught my interest because it's quite an eccentric way of describing the world when you photograph with this film. It portrays the landscape and in such vivid hues of pink, magenta, scarlet, you know, deep red, blood red. So it's quite an aggressive palette that really, it's like drugs to the eyes sometimes, you know, it really forces the viewer to look.
Photographer Richard Moss uses a discontinued infrared film called Aerochrome, used for military spying by detecting camouflage netting in the landscape. The film does this by picking up the infrared color spectrum of chlorophyll in living plant tissue. The cheerful colors of the infrared-enhanced landscape contrast sharply with the brutality of the subject matter, which is the ongoing conflict in the DRC. The film renders the camouflage uniforms of soldiers muted shades of black and gray, which stand out against the hot pink landscape.
This Kodak Aerochrome infrared film, which was originally designed during World War II to detect camouflage installations, you have to remember that it's able to see the unseen. It sees into an invisible spectrum of light. And so I guess I wanted to take that to represent this conflict, a very overlooked conflict in the heart of Africa that is really quite a terrible series of vicious little wars. 5.4 million people have died, according to one statistic, since 1998. And that's a lot of people. But you don't really hear about it, generally. I wanted to try to make that more visible.
In the gallery adjacent to the auditorium, museum patrons Carla Huber and John Emery are looking at Moss's photographs.
That was quite intriguing. So, seeing these, very surrealistic, beautiful landscapes with the relationship to war and destruction, think about the issues that that he's exploring and that relationship between art and documentary.
It's like makes you feel really uncomfortable, which is really good, that ability to make you feel really uncomfortable, but you can't turn away from them.
That's all part of the work, really, is sort of to force the viewer into this very uncomfortable space where they're feeling seduced by this aesthetic pleasure, this beauty, which, by the way, Congo is a deeply beautiful place. And then they're trapped because they're like, I'm actually regarding the pain of others, you know, human suffering.
Last summer, Richard Moss went back to the Congo and held a public exhibition of all of his work from the series in the town of Goma in the eastern Congo. The installation drew mixed reactions from locals, many of whom were featured in the work.
There's a lot of people asking, well, that was amazing, Mr. Richard, but why the hell did you make that? Like, that's a very good question. But like, a lot of people were very moved by the piece. Like, I had a real salt of the earth moto taxi driver who'd been shot 3 times as a child, and he showed me his bullet wounds. He's like, this film reminds me of that. I think art should be about making a dialogue, asking questions rather than making people feel comfortable, you know. If it's not troubling, there's nothing at stake. And when people get fired up and get pissed off with art, that's sometimes a very good thing.
That was photographer Richard Moss, For WISO, I'm Renee Wild.
Ravage Sublime Landscape Photography in the 21st Century is currently on exhibit through this Sunday, January 8th, at the Dayton Art Institute. The exhibit features large-scale landscape photographs by Richard Moss and Edward Bertinsky. For more information and to see photographs, go to our website, wyso.org.